I'm John King, in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast, The Premature Death and Awesome Career of James Gandolfini. Let's get started. James Gandolfini, one of America's best actors and the man who brought America's best-known fictional gangster to life, has died. According to HBO and his managers, he was in Rome on vacation when he suffered what is believed to have been a heart attack, though other reports say it may have been a stroke. Gandolfini, just 51, went from character actor on Broadway and the big screen, then to superstar, playing mob boss Tony Soprano. We'll be talking tonight to the people who knew him, who admired his work, and who watched this New Jersey native become a kind of folk hero in the Garden State and around the world. Okay. First, let's begin the discussion with Larry King, who joins us by phone tonight. Bonnie Fuller, editor-in-chief for HollywoodLife.com, and our chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Dr. Gupta, I want to begin with you. We need to be careful. We're just getting this information in. But 51 years old, 3 months short of 52 years old, indications are a heart attack or a stroke. What would your questions be?
Well, clearly, this is young to have a heart attack, even when you look at any pre-existing health conditions. Average age of someone having a first heart attack, if this is, in fact, what we're talking about, is usually in the mid-60s. But, you know, John, as you're suggesting, I think it's very important here, there's very limited information that we know. And I think medical personnel, people who are trying to figure this out on the ground there, are going to want to know, are there any other potential risk factors here? If this was, in fact, heart disease, heart attacks typically cause something known as a cardiac arrest. The heart attack itself is usually caused because you're not getting enough blood flow to the heart. But what can cause death is when the heart, as a result of that, starts to go into abnormal rhythms. But there are other things that can cause abnormal rhythms as well. Did he have some sort of pre-existing condition that he didn't know about? Were there medications or drugs in his system at the time of this? You're also hearing this notion, was there a stroke involved? Could that have been because of poor blood flow to the brain at the same time as this problem with the heart? So there's a lot of things that we, you know, still, as you're suggesting again, John, we need to figure out. But this is young for really, you know, a first-time heart attack, certainly a first-time stroke, and there's a lot of questions still to be answered.
Dr. Gupta, please stay with us. Larry King joins us now on the telephone. Larry, 51 years old, as I said, 3 months short of 52, a man who had many, many roles but then became a superstar with Tony Soprano. You sat across the table from him many times, a man with a great sense of humor, a man who loved what he did and appeared very much to love life.
He sure was, John. He was a great guy. It's a little ominous that we're having. I'm in Vegas, and the last time I saw Mr. Gandolfini was in Vegas. We were at a dinner together honoring Muhammad Ali. We're at the same table, and he was a great fan of Muhammad Ali. As I told Aaron Burnett that a man next to me at the table had bid on this cruise over like $250,000 and invited James to go with him, and he said, "Of course I'll go." He was exuberant. He was lively. It's very, very sad to hear. I heard Sanjay say, "I had my heart attack when I was 53, and so I've outlived that a long time." So heart attacks could occur in your 50s, and he did, Sanjay, you know, he did. He loved his food, and he didn't push back from the table.